Was a night in shining armor in your movies. Ah, you guys, I legit love this song, okay? And guys, welcome to the Call Me Jackie podcast. I'm your host, Diana Wanyoike, and guys, we're in the episode 15. And you guys, that gives me so much psych. And I wanted to make this legit. So I played some music. You guys can hear it in the background. Yes, guys, I love this chill mix. Shout out to you know who for sharing me this chill mix. Low, 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 low. You guys, let me just tell you this one thing. Okay? Okay, let me share this secret with you guys. I wanted to make episode 15 as dope as possible. So guess what I did? I got stoned, guys. I got stoned. And right now it's like at 11 p.m. And I'm like, you know what? I need to record episode 15. And on a chill mode, on a lie mode, I just need to relate to this guy's 101. Mano to mano. Yes, guys. So where did I leave you guys? I told you guys I was getting ready for a photo shoot. Then I released episode 14, which was about mental health. But yeah, guys. So during the photo shoot, let's start with the photo shoot. It just went crazy because at first I was like, oh my God, I really don't feel as good as I did when I was making this photo shoot decision. And yes, oh my God. Yeah. So At first it started, the first half was just like nervous, feeling not beautiful enough and shit. Hey, then it picked up and was like, who that shit? I'm that shit. Who that shit? I'm that shit. You know? And I had so much fun. Yeah, and then I looked at the photos and I was super excited and I worked with the best. My photographer is called Dawn and you can hit him up on Instagram. What's his username? His username is Silver Surfer. Yeah, you guys, I'm gonna link him in one of the photos. And yeah, oh, and my IG name is Call Me Jackie, just like my podcast name and everything name, even Twitter name. Yes, guys. So yeah, and then I ended up having a blast. And then during, now the previous day, because I'd cancelled my shoot, the previous day I got a notification telling me to come back to work, which is in Mombasa. And you guys, I had so many mixed emotions because first of all, I love my job. I love my 9-to-5 job. I also love podcasting and the two don't clash, so I'm not complaining. But I was torn between my comfort zone in Nairobi and coming and getting my shit together, you know. We're gonna get your shit together so we can be together. Yeah, here in Mombasa. But the wisest decision was just coming back to Mombasa, you know. And I came back to Mombasa and you guys, I had the craziest ride. Shit. Oh my God. So me and my sister are there chilling. SGR is messed up. He put us in different seats. I don't know what those guys were trying though. So yeah, and then we're joined by some, you know, some dudes and chiles that are lit. And then they're like, yo, let's drink, let's drink. You guys remember I don't drink, but that day I took one beer. Yeah, it was so hype. Those guys were cool and pretty weird. Like, not the good weird or the cool weird. Just like the weird, weird. You get what I'm saying? Fuck, you guys are gonna trip. Or am I tripping? You know, yeah, so we came. And you guys, my house was a fucking mess. Like, what? You know. Yeah, guys, let me tell you. You know, I came to Mombasa. I hadn't told anybody. So I just opened the door. There was cobwebs. There was dust. There was some mold in some places. And I was just fucking terrified. I was like, what am I going to do with this house? And I completely shut down like for 30 minutes. Thank God for my sister. Because if I didn't come with her, I really don't know what would have happened. Because she came. She helped clean. Like, she helped first and dusted it. And then after I saw it dusted, my head was like, okay, you know what we can do? We can clean. So you guys, that day we slept so late. Because, like, we cleaned the place up and I didn't sort my clothes that day. I sorted them the next day. Yeah. So we just cleaned the place up, blah, 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 and then slept. And then I was really grateful for my sister because she usually comes through. Yeah, but I was still terrified about going to work and shit. Yeah, because, you know, I've been away for such a long time. But, guys, I went back to work. It was amazing. It was chilled. And I went back at a good time where we're usually given, like, free awesome lunches. So, yeah, I had a couple of free lunches. And, yeah. So, guys, yeah, I guess I'm breaking the news to you already. Yeah, I've come back to Mombasa. And, guys, it's a new city, it's a new place, it's a new forte, so I can't really say I know it, and that scares me, you know, I'm in a foreign place, and I'm such a mama's baby girl, you know, like, I'm used to getting everything, and then this place, I have to grow up, I have to get everything for myself, it's just so weird, I have to make big life decisions. It's so scary. But I think I'm making it. I think I'm doing a good job. And I won't lie. There are days I feel not sad. Okay, at some point during the beginning of the year I was sad. But right now I'm not sad. Sometimes I'm just scared. I'm like, oh, how will tomorrow be? You know? Like, there's so much uncertainty. But isn't that what life is, guys? Isn't that what life is, you know? Life is full of uncertainty, but we get to choose, we get to have a choice, we get to have fun, we get to explore, we get to love, we get to experience pain. Oh my god, life is so fucking crazy. You know? Yeah, so I thank God. I really do. I thank God so much. We should be holding this. Guys, let me just tell you a funny thing that's happened the whole time I've been holding the record button. I mean, you, when you press it once, it starts recording. But me, the whole time, I've been pressing it. So I was getting so tired and I'm like, what's happening? What's happening, baby? What's happening? You know? And then I realize my finger is there. Do I really have to do this? And then it hits me. I really don't have to do this. Okay. Okay, you know. I really hope I'm not making so much noise. Because I wouldn't want my landlord hearing me. Yeah, but will I even release this episode? Wow, I really love this mix. It really speaks to me. It's been a long, long time. Oh, long, long time. Hey guys, this mini goes in, cause when it figures to the chorus, aish. Yeah, guys. So that's what's happening with your girl. But I'm kind of busy. I'm gonna explain that when I'm sober to you guys. Hey, cause right now I am floating. Hey, I want to tell you something, baby. I'm still thinking about you lately. Oh yes. So guys, put your girl in your prayers, because I do need some to tell you something, baby. I'm still thinking about you lately. Yes guys, and I think you should visit Mombasa. And Mombasa is pretty weird. Like, I'm not even saying that from a bad place. It's just that I'm from Nairobi. And the architect of this place, it's poor. Well, I just love the atmosphere. And there's something really warm and huggish in the air of Mombasa. Yeah, that's a positive. And then we have the beach and the warmness. So I'm not complaining. But the architect, the planning, they should do better, because like, what is this? Like, you find a bank and then residentials on top of it, and finding a house here is like super hard and super weird. Like, I really don't even know what's happening. Yes. And I'm never venting, you guys. I'm gonna make this 10 minutes. I don't want it to be this long, because I don't want to cheat with you guys. I want to sing deeply to this chill mix. And you know what, guys? I've decided right here and right now, I'm gonna release this. We need more of this. And what else did I want to tell you guys? Yeah, you guys, we are almost there. I'm gonna share the good news with you guys later. But yeah, and guys, I'm thankful to God, because so many good things have been happening in my life. And guys, I just want to tell you, have faith, believe, and never say never, because we serve the God of all impossibilities, okay? Yes. So what was I talking about? Yeah, thank you guys for all the love, for all the support. You're the ones who made me release an episode between all this craziness, because I wanted to take like some sort of break, and I don't know if I still will. Yeah, please don't make fun of me. This is like a very high episode, and I hope you guys enjoy it. So guys, yeah, I'll still be incorporating the stories, so don't be shy. If you guys want to share like a funny story, or like a sad story, or an interesting story, please don't be shy. And guys, don't also leave me messages on this app. Please, stories, feedback in form of voice notes. Okay guys, that's why I have a WhatsApp number. Just send me voice notes giving me your feedback, giving me your love, giving me the improving points, you know. And if you also want to share your story so that you can incorporate it, I'd really love that. Just go to 0775-299-580. Go to WhatsApp. Yeah, go like, hey, call me Jackie. I want to share a story about my birthday or something like that. And I'd really appreciate that. And I'll share them, even your feedback. Guys, they give me life. And thank you guys so much for leaving me all the feedback. I've been finding it of late, and I just listen to it and my heart warms up so much. Like, you know, like when you eat cinnamon roll or like, you know, something cinnamony and you know, on a cold day, that's what your messages do to me. I hope you guys will still be subscribed after this, honestly. And I'm gonna release this. Who cares? I'm not even gonna edit it. Yes, you guys have a chill day. I don't want this to be long. Also, I love you guys so much. Okay, guys, see you next time. And this is the Call Me Jackie podcast. Hey guys, so this is the sober me, and I forgot to tell y'all that I'll be putting feedback at the end of the episode. So this specific one is by my very good friend. I call her Smiley. I'm not gonna give you guys her real name because she's all about smiles, and that's what I'm gonna call her. So thank you, Smiley. And also guys, I can't extract your audios to put them here if you leave them on Instagram or on this app, Anchor app. Yeah, so please leave them on WhatsApp so that I can incorporate them. Thank you, Melissa. Let's listen to this babe, okay? Bye guys, until next week, if I'll be able to. Yes, and try to miss me too.
Hi Jackie, I really enjoyed the One Face Mapacha podcast. It was really enlightening. Yeah. Like, it gives you so much to thank God for, you know. Yeah. Often we take what we have for granted because we don't have the things that we desire. You get what I'm saying? So, yeah. Keep shining. I love you.